If you're a yoga teacher and you've been thinking about offering online courses, but you have no idea what you could teach, this episode is for you. I brainstormed my brain out and came up with 15 ideas for yoga-related online courses. So listen in and get inspired to start your own online course journey. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reiker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. I'm so passionate about online courses, it can get weird when I'm meeting new people. They tell me what they do and my brain immediately starts churning and I come up with possible ideas for online courses that they should launch. I'm totally serious. I have a housemate here in Bali, and as soon as I learned that he likes gardening here in Bali, he's actually obsessed with it and carrying new plants and stuff into our villa every single day, I told him that he should start an online business called, ta-da, The Hot Gardener. Don't you love that? Hot because it's in Bali, the tropics, and because he's really a hot guy as well. Tell me this is a great idea, right? I was really enthusiastic about it. I still am. But he was totally overwhelmed, of course, and started murmuring, interesting, but he doesn't want to be in front of a camera. Well, you can only lead the horse to water, right? Now, if you're the horse here, I have a whole fountain with fresh, yummy water for you. If you're a yoga teacher and you've been thinking about offering online courses, but you have no idea what you could teach, you need to keep listening because I have 15 ideas for yoga-related online courses for you. First, a disclaimer. I came up with those ideas, but I didn't do any research if they already exist. They may also have been in development and been launched since I recorded this episode. So please feel free to take any of those ideas, adapt them to your expertise and your audience, but also do your research on what's already out there and might even be trademarked. So let's get started. Number one, 7 days body and mind detox program that combines yoga, nutrition and reflection to help you start the new year lighter, stronger and calmer. It could also be 14 days or 21 days, but I would be careful not to overwhelm your students. It's probably not realistic to expect them to have 2 hours time for your program every day for 21 days, and then they will feel bad when they can't keep up and you will miss out on great testimonials. Idea number two, yoga for absolute beginners. Learn yoga in the comfort of your home with easy-to-follow instructions that are possible for every body type. You could adapt this idea for different audiences, for example, busy millennials, stressed out bankers, or young moms who need a break. And I would actually recommend to niche it down by getting really clear on your ideal customer and then speaking directly to them in their language. I learned if you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one. So niche it down. And when you use a subtitle like I do here, learn yoga in the comfort of your home with easy-to-follow instructions that are possible for every body type, you can also address objections that people have and that keep them from going to a public yoga class. Number three, relax with yin, learn how to create your personal yin yoga self-practice. Everybody loves yin, right? But not everybody has time for a 60 or 90 minute yin yoga class in the studio, or they might not have a studio close by. So teaching your students how to practice yin for 20 to 30 minutes at home by yourself could be a great offer. Number four, yoga weekend retreat. Create your own yoga weekend retreat. So you could provide yoga videos, meditation audio files, recipes, a shopping list for the weekend, and a guide for reflection. You could also offer different flavors like the yoga detox weekend, get your energy back yoga weekend, the yoga weekend retreat for busy moms, yoga weekend retreat for girlfriends. The possibilities are really endless. The point is to provide a nice package that's easy to follow with clear instructions how to structure the weekend. This is what differentiates it from free yoga videos. Number 5, the ultimate handstand course. Learn how to practice handstand following my proven step-by-step plan. Here it's important that you provide some kind of plan or process that your students can follow to build up their strength and balance to be able to hold handstand or any other advanced yoga pose that you want to teach. This is what differentiates this course from free videos. It's the plan behind it. And of course, we all know it's not about the handstand, it's about the journey to get there. So you might want to make that clear in your copy as well. Number 6, deep dive into yoga. Learn about the 8 limbs of yoga and how to go beyond the asanas to get into a deeper commitment to your practice and yourself. This could be a bigger course that goes over a longer period of time, like 8 weeks, and you cover one limb of yoga every week. Number 7, meditation for busy moms. Learn how to calm your mind, get better sleep, and snap less at your hubby in just 15 minutes a day. A meditation course alone is too generic, in my opinion, unless you are already a very popular teacher with a big audience. But if you niche it down, like in my example for busy moms, it allows you to speak in their language and give them the feeling that you truly understand their struggles and problems and where they're coming from. And this will help you build trust much faster. Idea number 8. Hormone yoga for menopausal women. Boost your hormone system and learn how to adapt to the changes in your body. Here you're addressing a real need, and this could also be an opportunity to build a beautiful community of women. Community can be a really big factor why someone buys an online course. We are all craving connection, and providing a safe space for women to share their stories and to connect could be incredibly powerful. Number 9, strong yoga body. Fusing yoga and fitness to help you get stronger, increase your flexibility, and calm your mind in just 30 minutes a day. Not everybody has time to practice yoga for 60 to 90 minutes a day, and a lot of people also want to work on their fitness, so combining both and packaging it in a way that's convenient, this is what makes it sellable. Convenience is a big factor when it comes to selling online courses. There is so much free stuff and information out there. People mostly don't really need your course. But when you collect the information, when you condense it and take out the fluff and make it easy for them, it's a big plus. You're providing convenience. You make their life easier and save them time. And that's a big selling point. Number 10, yoga for tennis players. It could also be yoga for surfers, yoga for runners, yoga for baseball players, or something even more exotic like yoga for tango dancers, which one of my students is just working on right now. Tons of possibilities here to help people improve their main sport with a yoga practice. The point here is to really focus on selling the benefits, not the what they get. How will they feel after your course? How will it have changed them? That's what you want to talk about. Because they don't necessarily want to practice yoga. They want to get better at tennis or whatever else it is. And your job is to show them how they can achieve that with the help of yoga. Number 11, post-baby yoga. Get your body back and calm your mind in just 15 minutes a day. If you do prenatal yoga, you could offer an online course for your students who just became a mom and probably are totally overwhelmed and have no time to go to classes. But just 15 minutes a day of yoga that's tailored to their requirements could make a huge difference and really help them. Number 12, yoga for back pain. Addressing a pain point like this can be a successful topic for an online course. When it comes to a course about a topic like this, you don't want to overwhelm your students. Keep your content really on point. Don't add things that are not directly related to helping with this pain point. For example, here the history of yoga probably isn't relevant, so leave it out. It's always good to remember that it's about your students and about getting them from point A to point B in the fastest way possible. Take out any fluff or anything where you're kind of showing off your expertise if it's not really relevant. Number 13, Breathe is Life Pranayama course. Of course, you can also do a course that dives deeper into one of the limbs of yoga, for example, pranayama. Pranayama isn't as known or popular as meditation, so you have to get really clear on who you want to sell to, like advanced yoga students or other teachers. Number 14, healing yoga. Recover more quickly and calm your mind. You can get more specific, for example, offering yoga for cancer patients, but it might not be necessary. If you offer a course like this, be really sure that you have the credentials and the expertise to teach this and to help people, and make sure that you have all your disclaimers in place. Number 15, restorative yoga teacher training. Finally, if you're really an expert in your field, you could focus on teaching other yoga teachers. Here it helps when you've developed a proven system, something that will get people from point A to point B. It could be restorative yoga, yin yoga, anatomy, kids yoga, or any other style. Teaching other teachers would probably allow you to ask for a higher price for your course as well. Normally, courses that somehow help people to earn more money are more expensive. And there we are, 15 ideas for yoga-related online courses. I hope those ideas inspired you. It's a lot, so if you don't want to re-listen to the full episode, go to SusanneReiker.com to read the article with all the ideas. I hope you could gather this from the ideas that I presented. Steps, processes, and systems sell. If you just put a few random yoga videos together, this isn't going to sell. But if you put it into a framework so that people can follow along with you step by step and they get a concrete result, that's a different story. It's about solving a problem your audience has. It's about selling a transformation or a result. It's basically a shortcut to feeling better. It's also about selling connection with you and with the other participants in the course. That's what makes people buy. Not the yoga videos. Those you can find on YouTube for free. It's the whole package. When you create an online course, you organize the content, take out all the fluff, only put the must-have content into it to help your students get results as fast as humanly possible. Don't just compile a bunch of stuff that you have had on a blog and throw it into a course, or even worse, everything you know. I don't think that's your style anyway. Just make sure you are not creating anything ambiguous or too general. You want to get very specific, very detailed, and very hyper-focused on exactly what it is you are going to create as your course offer. Getting clear about what you're selling is half the battle. So how do you find your idea for an online course? I think a great way to get started is by developing a signature workshop where you don't only teach yoga but add something special like hormone yoga or yoga for athletes or yoga and essential oils. So even if you teach different styles of yoga and different things, you can get known for one thing, become the expert for this one thing. Teach this workshop as many times as possible, learn from the feedback you're getting from your students and make it better and better. And if after a while you feel this is it, you are getting your students results, you are really passionate about your subject and you feel you're becoming an expert in it, it's time to transform it into an online course and help even more people. Because that's what you want to do, right? You want to help more people. You want to make a bigger impact. And you want to increase your income and invite more freedom and flexibility in your life, not depending on having to teach classes every single day. Just imagine what difference just $500 or $1,000 would make in your life that you earn each month with your online courses. Would you be able to travel, to spend more time with your family, to do more trainings, or save money for a house? I think that this is an amount that's totally possible to make with an online course for anyone listening. And the amazing thing is, it doesn't have to stop there. After you've created your online course and sold it for the first time, you can sell it again and again to as many people as you can find to get interested in. That's the beauty of an online course business. Now, a question I get quite often is, what if someone else is already having a course about the topic I want to teach? This will happen. And my advice is, it doesn't matter. You give it your personal spin and nobody can teach it like you can. Just like no yoga class is the same, even if it's the same sequence, you're still going to have your favorite teacher, right? I'm not the only one teaching marketing for yoga teachers. I actually appreciate that there are more people offering this now, because my take is that if my potential students see this more and more, they are more likely to buy. And if they relate to me, hopefully they will become my customers. But this is, you have to build trust before you can sell something to them. It's not enough to have the greatest content out there and put it on a website where people can't find anything personal about you. You need that connection and trust first. So before we finish up, I have an exciting announcement to make. If you want someone to show you how to build your online course and an audience to sell to, I'm opening up enrollment to my group coaching program, the Blissful Biz Accelerator, this week. If you listen to this episode later, don't worry. Go to susannereicher.com/accelerator to get on the waitlist. The Blissful Biz Accelerator is a 12-week program where I teach you how to sell your first online course. By the end of this course, you'll have nailed down your online course topic and outlined your course content like a pro, built your email list and social media following with people who are interested in what you plan to offer, expertly recorded and published all your course content, crafted a compelling sales page and emails to amplify sales, and launched your course to your audience. There'll be weekly group coaching calls and you get support and accountability to blast through the roadblocks that have kept you from being consistent, taking action, and moving forward with your business. If you're ready to join me on this journey, go to susannereicher.com/yes to learn more. That's susannereicher.com/yes, and I'm also going to add that link to the show notes. I'd love to see you on the inside and help you bring your online course to life. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereicher.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.